This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Representatives from Merrimack County voted Monday on a proposal that would convert the old jail in Boscawen into a community correction center for inmates. The new facility will provide inpatient treatment and housing for work release, helping to transition inmates back into the community. Superintendent Ross Cunningham is director of the project. He joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell us, how will this new community correction center help inmates?
Well, it's our goal to work on their treatment and work with them to reenter back in society. 85 to 90% of the jail populations in this state end up back in our communities. So it's our goal here at Merrimack County to provide a level of treatment for them and then work on reentry back into society. And there's a year-long aftercare with that. And how that works is a reentry back in society where we support them in the community and provide a level of accountability and help them transition back into society. And that is along with supportive things such as electronic monitoring and work release.
What kind of programs inside the new facility will be offered to the inmates?
We both run gender-specific programming, so for both men and women. For the women, for example, there's a course called Seeking Safety. We use a course, Thinking for a Change. There's another woman's course called Helping Women Recover. For the men's track, we have various courses in the same path, but gender-specific. And we approximately treat them up to 200 to 300 hours of time, and that's part of our programming model. It's roughly about 6 to 7 hours a day of treatment, 5 days a week.
Can I ask why they are gender-specific? Is it because the genders are typically separated in prison?
No, it's they're shown to be a better percentage of response when you drill down into treating gender-specific.
The different issues that they face both inside and outside
Correct.
Of prison, you mean?
Yep.
Okay. How long do inmates generally spend in the facility?
Our model is going to be roughly 60 to 80 days inpatient time. We call inpatient time and custody time. And then from there, there'll be a transition out to the community. If they did not have employment, we would work with them to get employment. They would live in the facility and pay one-third of their salary back to the county and then go out to work during the day and come back in the evening, for example. If they did have a job and a place to live, they'd be out in electronic monitoring with us supervising them for a period of time, and they'd be coming back for aftercare. The aftercare component is very key to this program. Supervising them up to a year in aftercare is the real crux of our programming. It's very important that we do that for that period of time. It's shown to have the best results.
How does this program compare to those in other states?
I have a similar platform that we've used in other counties. For example, I came from Sullivan County to here. We were very successful in Sullivan County. And a lot of the models that we've chosen to model behind is best practices throughout the country. So community corrections is a concept that's been around for years in corrections, but I think over the last at least 7 to 8 years, it has become a huge component of corrections in the efforts to reduce the rate of return into custody and the costs associated with it. And I think we've made great strides here in New Hampshire, especially at the county jail level, to work on that.
Why is it important to have programs like this one?
I think it's important because at the end of the day, as I spoke earlier, we have roughly 85 to 90% of these people that come into custody deserve an opportunity. And this isn't about being soft on crime. This is about giving people an opportunity. And that opportunity is to try to get themselves back on being a productive member of society. And these programs have shown to be effective when applied in the fashion that we're doing here at Merrimack County by at least 30%.
And is this intended for all inmates?
Basically, at this point, it's for sentenced offenders.
What does that mean?
A sentenced offender would be somebody we hold in the jail system in this state, pretrial and sentenced. So this would be offered to a sentenced offender, and that would be a package in which they would get the treatment piece, and then along with that, the supervision time and aftercare time while they're in the community.
Ross Cunningham, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Ross Cunningham. He's directing the project to convert the old jail in Boscawen into a community correction center for inmates. The facility is scheduled to be completed by next year.